podcast presented by Linestar, your top MLB player props for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. Alongside Tyler Wieman, I am Shannon Somerville. We've got some props for you, the best ones on deck for today on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. If you don't already have Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks, make sure to download them. Use the promo code Linestar when you do. You'll get up to $100 of your deposit matched. And Tyler, we have been on a little win streak. Yourself in particular, you have gotten
six straight
props right. Tyler is on fire, and so are we. So both of our props hit yesterday, which means one randomly selected commenter from yesterday's video will win $50. We will announce that. We've got some great props for you today. I found some good hitter props and our home run calls today. I'll tell you what, Tyler, I think our home run calls might be a little window into what teams to stack for daily fantasy, would you say? All right, so let's give out some money here on the show. Today's Taco Tuesday on Prize Picks, so make sure to take part in that. Again, use that promo code LINESTAR if you're downloading Prize Picks, and you'll get up to $100 for your deposit match. So without further ado, let's announce the winner from yesterday's contest. It is Anthony, who wrote, "I have a good feeling about this week." We do too. Congratulations, Anthony. You win that money. It's always a good day on the show.
It is.
Gotta watch out for that money. It flies pretty fast at you. Don't need any paper cuts in the studio. You know what I'm saying? All right. So congratulations.
Getting injured easily back here, you know?
Because we both hit our props, Anthony, you win $50. We will get in touch with you to claim your prize. You can also DM us on Twitter as well to claim that $50. Today's Taco Tuesday, so we're upping the price tag a little bit. We're giving out $100 because that is how much you would win if you tailed our bets, plus just the taco on that they give out on Prize Picks, which is basically just a discounted pick for you there. So make sure to check that out. All you have to do to enter in the contest, super easy. Like this video if you're enjoying our content, subscribe to our channel, and then comment below. Any comment we'll do, it'll automatically enter you into our contest. Super easy way to just win some easy money there. $100 is on the line, so hopefully we can get both of our props right. Tyler's on a six-prop streak here. So, Tyler, where are you going today to continue the streak?
Well, now that you put pressure on.
Pressure's on.
Unfortunately, there weren't a lot of pitcher props I like today, so I am going with a hitter. We're going Christian Yelich over 7.5 fantasy points. On one of them, it was 7.5. On the other, it's 8 for Prize Picks and Underdog. Really, I like either of them. Today, Brewers are going against the Dodgers, and more importantly, Noah Syndergaard. Syndergaard is terrible with stopping people from stealing a base. Yeah. Pretty much, if Yelich gets on, he's going to steal a base. And right there, you got your 8. So we're going Christian Yelich over.
I believe last season, he was the pitcher that had the most bases stolen on him.
Season, so. And with that, you can also add in that his ERA is 5.40 versus lefties. There's also a poor bullpen behind Syndergaard, so I like the spot.
I like that spot with the stolen bases, especially this season, because it seems like everybody's stealing bases this season.
And with that, if you are playing on normal sports books, you can look at stolen base props. Picking on Syndergaard is a good one.
Well, Daniel Vogelbach, maybe not so good at stealing bases, but he is good at hitting the ball. So I'm going with Daniel Vogelbach over 0.5 hits, minus 133. This is available only on Underdog. I'll give you another bonus pick here in a second that will be available on Prize Picks. However, Vogelbach has gotten this in 10 of the last 10 games he has been in that starting lineup. In fact, 70% of the season. And this is a lefty bat with an 893 OPS versus righties. Remember, the league average for on-base plus slugging is around 720. And he's going up against Cincinnati righty Luke Weaver, who's giving up a 1015 OPS to lefty bats. Furthermore, the Cincinnati bullpen ranks 17th in opponent average in this game. Is at Great American Small Park, where I think Vogelbach could even have a Vogel bomb.
Oh boy.
Just saying. The conditions are right. Nice weather. Wind blowing out there at Great American Ballpark.
He wouldn't have to worry about unhooking that trailer that he pulls every time he runs if he hits the Vogel bomb.
Yes, he is a sight to see running around the base paths.
Good old Tank Vogelbach, as I like to call him.
Bartolo Colon, yes. The parents missed the boat on naming their son Tank.
He would be such a good Tank.
All right, so those are our main props, the ones we have the most confidence in, Tyler. Now, where are you headed for a bonus prop?
We're going with Yuri Gurriel over one single or 0.5 singles. He's been over this in 68% of the games. He's versus a rookie pitcher with a poor bullpen behind him. So I like Gurriel for a single.
I'm going to another hitter prop, going to Pittsburgh Pirates shortstop Rodolfo Castro over 0.5 hits, minus 135. He's gotten a hit in 7 of the last 10 games, 61% of the time this season. And Castro has an 898 OPS at home at PNC Park. That game's here today. He had a home run yesterday, so I think he might be kind of feeling it there at the dish. Switch hitter going up against Colorado righty Connor Siebold, who's given up a 916 opponent OPS. So not great for him. Plus, the bullpen for Colorado ranks 24th in opponent average. So if he doesn't get to Siebold, I think he should be able to get to that Colorado bullpen.
I like this one a lot. I almost picked it for my main one as well.
Great minds think alike.
Our projections are showing, you know, 20% edge there, but also the consensus ones are showing a huge edge there. So across the industry, people like him for a base.
I also was looking at a couple Mariners 0.5 bases. Mm-hmm. I'll drop those below because they're in a good spot there as well. I'll drop all the info. Yeah. You guys can make your own informed decisions about what you're going with today, but hopefully that helped you out. Give you a little bit of a landscape on where we're headed in the props for today. Again, all you have to do to enter in the contest and win $100 if we hit both of our props, all you have to do, like this video, subscribe to our channel, comment below, and you're automatically entered in. And make sure to check out those on Underdog Fantasy and Prize Picks. And if you don't already have those apps, make sure to download them and use that promo code LIMESTAR, and you will get up to $100 of your deposit matched. So check that out. Now it's time for our home run calls of the day. Where are you headed for a home run on this Taco Tuesday?
We are going to Sir Ronald Acuna Jr. plus 330. He's going against our favorite punching bag in Nick Poverty, who's allowing 2.1 home runs per nine, 52% hard hit rate this year, 33% fly balls. And then you add in the Atlanta weather today. It's warm and winds are going out. We're going with Acuna bomb.
I'm just tagging along with you on the Braves train here today and going with Matt Olson, plus 300. He's got 10 home runs on the year and a lefty bat with a 337 ISO against right-handed pitching. And that's the seventh highest of all the hitters on the slate for today, in a great spot. As you mentioned, Nick Poverty has been giving up a lot of hard hit balls. That 2.1 home run per nine rate actually ranks 11th of all major league starting pitchers, minimum 30 innings pitched. The weather, ugh, can't get any better. Nice and a little bit humid. Mm-hmm. We got high temps in the 80s and hot Atlanta. I love this place for Braves bats today, especially Olsen.
I love that you just casually dropped the Nick Poverty now. That's just his name these days. It's no longer Pavetta.
For those of you that haven't heard this story, last season on the On Deck podcast, I guess it was autocorrect. That would autocorrect your phone whenever you try to type in Nick Poverty to text me about Nick Pavetta. It was Nick Poverty.
Yeah, so from there,
so casually we
Cam Poverty. I mean, he was pitching like he was in
exactly so, and certainly I was gonna try to make some sort of joke there. Let's see, what can we do?
His arm is not the wealthiest.
His arm is not the wealthiest. Those hitters are sure not impoverished against him.
Exactly. Yep.
Gotta all work that on works that. I hit the comedy club on Friday, but it's seems like it did not really rub off on me.
No, it's okay.
It's okay. Not yet. It's okay. I'm just, you know, still in a state of shock after my Knicks absolutely blew it yesterday. And, you know, I'm still kind of grieving that a little bit. Mm-hmm. So go easy on me just today, guys.
Don't hurt your other shoulder.
All right.
Throwing rage fit about the Knicks.
All right, that's going to do it for us today on the On Deck podcast. If you have any questions or comments, drop them in the comments, because a comment will also enter you into our prop bets contest. Today is Taco Tuesday, so we're giving out $100 if we hit both of our props. One randomly selected commenter will announce it on the show tomorrow. Thanks so much for tuning in. Good luck in all your prop bets. We'll see you guys tomorrow.
Have a good one, guys. Bye.